Have you ever thought about how tightly the defense aviation world and general aviation are actually connected? Same supply chains, same engineering talent, sometimes even the same airframes adapted for different missions. When something goes wrong on the defense side, the ripple effects can reach a lot further than you might expect. I'm Tower, and this is Otis on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, so here's the lead story. Hanwha Aerospace, South Korea's largest defense manufacturer, has halted production at its facility in Daejeon after a deadly explosion tore through part of the classified weapons plant. If that company name sounds familiar, it should. Hanwha is not just a defense contractor. They are one of the biggest aerospace conglomerates in the Asia-Pacific region. They build aircraft engines, satellite components, and they have been aggressively expanding into the global aviation supply chain. Earlier this year, they completed their acquisition of a major stake in Korean Air's maintenance and engineering division. So this is not some obscure outfit, this is a Tier 1 aerospace player. Here's what we know. The explosion occurred at the Daejeon facility, which handles production of munitions and advanced weapons systems. Details are still limited because this is a classified site, but South Korean authorities have confirmed fatalities. The exact number has not been finalized as the investigation is still in its early stages. Hanwha has suspended operations at the affected portion of the plant, and a formal probe is underway involving both the company's internal safety teams and South Korean government investigators. Now, let me connect this to the bigger picture, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Hanwha Aerospace has been on an absolute tear in the global market. They have been positioning themselves as a major supplier not just for military aviation, but for commercial aerospace as well. They manufacture components for engine programs. They have partnerships with Western defense firms. They have been building out capacity to compete with the likes of Safran and Rolls-Royce in certain segments of the aero engine market. So when a company like this has to shut down a production line, even temporarily, it has potential implications for delivery timelines across multiple programs. For those of you who follow defense aviation, South Korea has become one of the world's top arms exporters in just the last few years, and Hanwha is at the center of that growth. Their K-9 howitzer platform, their missile systems, and increasingly their aerospace products are being sold to NATO allies and partner nations across Europe and the Middle East. A production halt at Daejeon could affect those export commitments, depending on how long the shutdown lasts and how broadly the investigation reaches across the facility. Now, does this directly affect you taxiing out to runway 27 on a Saturday morning? Probably not tomorrow. But here's the longer view. The global aerospace supply chain is incredibly interconnected. When a major manufacturer has an incident like this, it can create bottlenecks in surprising places. Component shortages, engineering talent reallocation, insurance, and regulatory reviews that slow down certification timelines. We saw this pattern after other industrial accidents in the aerospace sector. The effects take months to materialize, but they do materialize. There is also the safety culture angle, and this one matters regardless of whether you fly military hardware or a Cessna 172. Every time there is a catastrophic failure at a manufacturing facility, it prompts a broader conversation about quality control, inspection protocols, and the pressure to meet production targets. Hanwha has been scaling up rapidly to meet surging global demand for defense products. Rapid scaling and safety culture do not always coexist comfortably. That is not an accusation. The investigation will determine what happened, but it is a pattern worth watching. The South Korean government has signaled that this probe will be thorough. Given the classified nature of the facility, public details may be slow to emerge, but the fact that Hanwha moved quickly to suspend operations suggests they are taking this seriously in aerospace. Whether it is a factory floor or a flight line, the response to an incident tells you a lot about the organization. We will keep tracking this story as more information comes out of the investigation. For now, the key takeaway is that one of the world's fastest-growing aerospace companies has had a significant setback, and the consequences may extend well beyond one facility in South Korea. That story sourced from AeroTime. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.